Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. In the NFL yesterday, Jake Elliott kicked a 48-yard field goal with 22 seconds left, and the Philadelphia Eagles clinched the number one seed for the NFC playoffs with a sloppy 19-10 victory over the Oakland Raiders last night. Ronald Darby intercepted Derek Carr's pass and ran it back 52 yards with 54 seconds left, but was ruled down by contact at the spot of the pick. Nick Foles then completed four straight passes for 21 yards after an incomplete pass. Elliott nailed his kick right down the middle. Derek Barnett returned a fumble for a touchdown after picking up a lateral on Oakland's final play from scrimmage. The Eagles went to the Super Bowl and lost 24-21 to New England the last time they had home field advantage following the 2004 season. Coming off a 12-4 season, the Raiders were a popular pick to challenge the Patriots for the AFC title, but they've had a disappointing season and were eliminated from the playoff chase on Sunday. Still playing for pride, Oakland nearly spoiled Philadelphia's Christmas. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 226 yards and two touchdowns, and the Pittsburgh Steelers clinched a first-round playoff bye with a 34-6 win over the Houston Texans on Monday. Roethlisberger threw passes to six players as Pittsburgh romped over the lowly Texans despite missing NFL leading receiver Antonio Brown, who sat out with a calf injury. The Steelers led 20-0 at halftime after taking advantage of two turnovers by the Texans. Le'Veon Bell added a 10-yard TD run late in the third quarter, and rookie Juju Smith-Schuster made it 34-6 with an 18-yard touchdown grab in the fourth. In the NBA, Klay Thompson hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 1:33 left. Kevin Durant defended LeBron James and delivered on both ends against Cleveland, just as he did 6 months ago, to earn Finals MVP. And the Golden State Warriors beat the Cavaliers 99-92 on Monday in a Christmas rematch of opponents from the past three NBA Finals. Durant's block against the driving game, James with 24.5 seconds left, went to official review and was ruled clean. Durant finished with 25 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 blocked shots. Kevin Love had 31 points with 6 three-pointers and a season-best 18 rebounds, while James contributed 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists in a rivalry missing one key piece. The Warriors' two-time MVP Stephen Curry missed his 8th straight game with a sprained right ankle. Thompson scored 24 points, and Draymond Green had a triple-double with 12 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. It was Golden State's 12th win in 13 games after its 11-game winning streak was snapped by Denver on Saturday night. Russell Westbrook had 31 points and 11 assists to help the Oklahoma City Thunder stay hot with a 112-107 win over the Houston Rockets on Monday night. Paul George scored 24 points, and Carmelo Anthony added 20 for the Thunder, who won their 5th straight game. Oklahoma City shot 54.4% from the field. James Harden scored 29 points for the Rockets, but he made just 7 of 18 field goals. The league's leading scorer was coming off back-to-back 51-point games. Bradley Beal scored 25 points, John Wall had 21 points and 14 assists, and the Wizards beat Boston 111-103 on Monday in the Celtics' first Christmas Day home game in franchise history. Otto Porter Jr. added 20 points, and Kelly Oubre Jr. finished with 16, helping Washington take the first meeting between the teams since Boston's Game 7 victory at home in the second round of the playoffs last spring. Joel Embiid had 25 points and 16 rebounds. J.J. Redick scored 24 points, and the 76ers snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 105-98 victory over the New York Knicks on Monday. And also, Jimmy Butler scored 23 points. Karl-Anthony Towns had 21 points and 10 rebounds, and the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the L.A. Lakers 121-104 for their first-ever Christmas Day victory. And the new AP Top 25 poll features the same four teams at the top, led by number one Villanova. The Wildcats received 43 of 65 first-place votes to stay number one for the third consecutive week. Michigan State was second and had 16 first-place votes, while third-ranked Arizona State had 6 first-place votes to stay ahead of number four Duke. Texas A&M climbed to fifth, followed by Xavier, West Virginia, Wichita State, Virginia, and TCU to round out the top 10. Four ranked teams took big slides after losses to unranked opponents last week. North Carolina fell 8 spots to number 13, while Gonzaga also fell 8 spots to number 20. Now number 15 Miami and number 16 Kentucky each fell 9 spots in this week's poll. And on the women's side, Stanford has fallen out of the AP women's basketball poll for the first time since the 2001 season. The Cardinals saw their streak of 312 consecutive weeks in the top 25 end on Monday. The remarkable run started with the 2001-02 preseason poll. Stanford lost at home last week to Western Illinois and Tennessee. Only UConn, which remains the unanimous number one team, has a longer active streak in the poll. The Huskies have been ranked for 458 consecutive weeks. Stanford's streak is tied for the third longest in the history of the poll. Tennessee had the longest run at 565 weeks. Stanford's mark ties it with Duke. UConn was followed by Notre Dame, Louisville, South Carolina, and Mississippi State. With a light schedule because of the holidays, the top 17 teams stayed the same. Oklahoma State replaced the Cardinal in the poll, coming in at number 24. And in top 25 men's college basketball yesterday, DeJuan Huell scored 21 points. Bruce Brown Jr. had a season-high 20. And number 15 Miami beat Middle Tennessee 84-81 in the Diamond Head Classic on Monday night. And Iowa State in its thin roster returns from the holiday break and gets ready for a rugged Big 12 slate. The Cyclones are 9-2 and open up league race on Friday night at home against Kansas State.
You know, we've got to figure out ways to get better. You know, whether we have 7 guys in practice, 8 guys in practice, because there's so much more improvement we have to make. We've done a great job. These guys have done a great job of getting to this point, but now we got to have figure out how to take another step up the mountain.
That's Cyclone coach Steve Prohm, who says the conference race will be difficult every night.
You know, we've had some really good days in our league. Our league's percentage is right at almost 85%, I think. And so, but that's great, because if we can hold serve in league play and finish non-conference play the right way, then we're going to have an opportunity to play in March, and that's what it's about. And so that's the benefit of playing a league like the Big 12.
Prohm says the Cyclones resume practice later today.
And then we go twice on the 27th, twice on the 28th. And when I say twice, I'm not talking about two knockout dragouts, but, you know, we're together twice both days, and then we're ready to go on the 29th against a K-State team that's, you know, one at Vanderbilt, you know, but it'll be a really, really good test for us on the 29th.
That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.